You know, I admire the new generations because my kids don't have any prejudices. Not because I'm their father. It's because to them, race is not an issue. Doesn't matter. And I'm glad that things are changing, you know, that that evil has been taken out of their hearts. They have not been infected with that racial discrimination. So I'd like to see a cease of all that. I'd like to see it, get it over with.
Hello, and welcome to Duane Morris, DEI 360 with Joe West. I am Yamika Anderson Howard, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Manager at the firm. On today's episode, we're pleased to have joining us from our Miami and Boca Raton offices, Employment, Labor, Benefits, and Immigration partner, Hector Ciccioni. Hector discusses his immigration practice, his co-leadership of the firm's Hispanic and Latino Attorney Employee Resource Group, as well as what inspired him to become an attorney.
Hello, this is Joe West. I am a partner at Duane Morris, and I also have the privilege of serving as the firm's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. And with me is my friend, partner, fantastic lawyer, down in South Florida, Hector Ciccioni. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Joe. What a great privilege it is to talk to you. You know, I love you so much, and I'm going to say this. You changed my life in many aspects, as you know, and I've told you before. So to me, it's a great privilege to be with you, and whatever you do, I'm going to follow you. So
that, Hector, I love you too, my friend. I don't deserve that, but I will take it. Thank you. I appreciate it, my friend. So listen, Hector, for those who don't know you, you are a fantastic partner in our ELBI, which is our firm's employment, labor benefits, and immigration. You're an immigration lawyer based in South Florida. I believe you've been at the firm 12 years, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
You're right.
Let's talk a little bit about your practice, Hector, and then we will talk about your leadership with one of our fantastic employee resource groups, the Latino Hispanic ERG. So tell me about your practice.
My practice is primarily centered into the what we call inbound immigration, specifically in the corporate business immigration. So that's my sort of specialization. And what that means is that we do a lot of visas for companies, hospitals, in the area, universities, in the areas such as, you know, like IT, we're doing the doctors, for students, for professors. We do a variety of visas, not only visas, but also green cards, you know, for lack of permanent residencies, and citizenships. You know, we do take care of companies that want to bring specialists like engineers, software developers, and so on and so forth. I also have a little bit of a practice in what we call the, you know, the international commercial. So my role is to bring international clients, specifically in the area of South and Central America. So what I do is I act for them in a certain sense as general counsel and help them with you know, anything they need. So bring them to the firm, for example, to do tax work, corporate work, labor and employment work. You know, today, for example, had a couple of cases developing a telemedicine. So we had these two partners from Chicago being involved and so on and so forth. You know, I have IP work and, you know, it could be a really great, you know, expanding, selling the services of the firm. So that's sort of my practice.
So listen, Hector, in my 5 years in-house at Walmart, I came to know quite well how critically important a really good immigration practice is to large multinational corporations. So much work is done across borders these days, and it's just so critically important. I think people underappreciate the business aspect of an immigration practice and how important it is to large companies in particular.
I would agree with that. I think that and sometimes firms miss that point. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, it wasn't that many years ago, some large law firms did not want to have it in purposely, you know, like a family law practice. They don't want to have an immigration practice. And immigration practices bring a good deal of revenue, but yeah. Also you can use it as a, how would you say, you know, a client getter and also a client retainer in a certain sense, because you
it's do a good business development, too.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, that's right. So Hector, one of the things that I just absolutely admire about you is how caring you are about others in the firm. You do a lot of mentoring of younger associates in the firm, and you have stepped up and become a leader in what is, by all accounts, our most active employee resource group, the Latino Hispanic ERG. First of all, tell us why you decided you wanted to take on this leadership role, number one, and then number two, give us a little bit of information about the ERG, about some of the things the Latino Hispanic ERG has done and some of the priorities the organization has, the ERG has for the firm.
Yeah, sure. You are honoring me with that. I got to say this, that first of all, I have to tell you that the members of the ERG are such a great guys, you know, to be with. I mean, it's very fun. We have these meetings. We laugh a lot. And we, it's like families, you know, families that pray together, stay together sort of thing. Families that have, you know, enjoyed each other and laugh with each other, then stay together sort of thing. I also have to recognize Rosa and Amaury. They're great people and I'm working with them. So we have ideas and we meet once in a while and talk about this through emails. And again, it is easy to work with the Latino ERG. I mean, I am so, because people for the most part are sharing. They're sharing. They want you to be, and there are some fantastic members that they are fire up. I mean, serious. I mean, some of the people, unbelievable. They put me to shame and I have to go run behind them because I don't want to look bad, you know? So that one of them is Alejandra. I mean, she is into everything. I mean, she is involved and I admire her so much. So this is, to me, I feel humbled of being part of the leadership of this ERG because I learned so much. I get so much from these people. And so it hasn't been, I would just say, any type of effort because it has been such a learning experience and also such a joy to say this, you know. It's yeah. Like the hours don't matter, you know, just you want to continue going. Granted, there's sometimes that you have to do, you know, recently we decided we're going to have this for the Latino month, you know, the heritage Hispanic heritage month, and we had food, we had these parties at the different offices, New York and we had a great time. It was a great deal of camaraderie. People came together. I mean, it was fantastic. Now, as far as the mentorship is similar, you know, I have learned so much from these associates and it's great to be with them and telling them, fire them up, you know, just telling them, we need to do is just do all these things. Sometimes they feel overburdened. Sometimes they feel, and then when you just listen to them and you tell them, look, it's not like that. I'm going to explain how it is. Yeah. And they have somebody who will support them. And then that listen, it changes the whole perspective for them and they feel more secure. They don't, you know, and that's, I think what we're after. I think that's an important aspect of it.
Well, you've been involved as well with some of the external organizations. I know you recently attended the Hispanic National Bar Association conference. Dwayne Morris, as you know, is a proud sponsor of a full range of affinity bar organizations at the national and local and regional level. Tell us a little bit about your experience with HNBA and that conference.
It was fantastic. And I want to thank you because you were one of the ones that makes us, you know, focus on this and brought this thing to our attention as well. And to attention of the firm. I think that you know, Joe, you do these things and sometimes you think, I don't know if you think, but that it might not be that you do them, and then you might think that they're not a contribution as much as many other things that you do. They're probably greater, but these are meaningful, and there's a great stuff. And I'm thankful to you for all these things you're doing. I had a fantastic experience. Let me tell you, I got together with the other Latino brothers that were there. I mean, we went, all the members of Duane Morris, and we went all over the place. We stuck together. And for example, one specific night, and it was so great to discuss how we can do business together. How can we, you know, what the things, as a matter of fact, I got with Richard Cruz, and then I've been introducing people to him. He has been introducing people, you know. But one of the things that I was more fired up about, first day that I arrived there, we are at the conference, and I'm walking in, I see this person who really looked familiar to me. I get closer, and then I look, it was Effie Silva, right there, former partner of Duane Morris. And she goes, did you hear about me? And I go, yes. And then she goes, you know, I'm the new general counsel for Del Monte, and I'm going to give you all the immigration work. And I thought, okay, this was the reason God put me here. I was a believer immediately. I am a believer in God now, because you know what? But these are the things that make these stories, that makes it worth it, you know? So it's fantastic. And that came from your idea, the Hispanic Bar Association, that trickled down to us. We went there and this happened. So I cannot tell you. I mean, these are almost like, you know, the 10 lepers. They were clean, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a miracle sort of thing. You know, you have to see it that way. Anyway, so.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. I won't take any credit, because I will tell you that story is a function, I think, of three things. First, your skill set and your ability and your experience, because I know, having spent most of my career in-house, that no GC, no in-house lawyer is going to turn a portfolio of work over to you unless they have confidence that you can do the work. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I think, is the value of these ERGs, both internally and externally, and the networking opportunities that they provide. This was your first day at HNBA conference, and you already were reestablishing that connection. But the other thing is the fact that Effie felt comfortable enough and still felt good about her experience at Duane Morris, including all of the support you gave her while she was at the firm, to send that work to her. Because I can tell you, there's no lawyer who leaves a firm who has a bad taste in their mouth about that firm who goes in-house and then says, I'm giving you all my work. So kudos to you.
You're totally right. I mean, totally right in that sense. You know, I remember going with Effie and out hunting and getting the friends. And then I remember one of the big German pharmaceutical companies that were doing, until they closed the Miami office, we were doing all the immigration work. And that was a great experience. I remember many times, you know, wanting to go with Effie. And then I thought, no, she's my partner, back her up. You know, just, you know, you have to get that sense of family, that sense of partnership. And we went, did it. And today this happens. You know, we still make it work. We're starting to do some work for her. But at least the idea is there. And I got to say, I have mentioned Richard Cruz as well, because he was the one who told me that they were, you know, available, that he was registering, he was going to go. So we have some extra spaces. And then I decided I'm going to go, because honestly, I felt it. I thought I need to be supportive for the members of the ERG. And then look what happens. I mean, just, you never know. You never know.
So Hector, let me get, for the people who are listening who don't know you well, a little sense about yourself. What was it that drove you to become a lawyer? What was your career path from school all the way to the firm? And how has that shaped you as a person and as a professional?
It's a great question. I appreciate that you're letting me this. But I was motivated because I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer in the beginning. You know, I read Into the Storm by Maurice Deas. You remember Maurice Deas?
Oh, yeah, Maurice Deas. Yeah, he's over the What's it in Alabama, right?
The
Southern Poverty Law Center. It's actually in Georgia. Yeah.
Right. I even been there, you know, and I wanted to work with these guys. And I, you know, when they were nothing, but they were coming up, you know, back in the day. And so I thought, and I went to, and I wanted to be involved in the legal aspects. And then something fantastic happened to me. I was accepted in the law school. I went to BYU, which is, you know, it's a very good law school. And at the same time, it's a different law school because it's a religious law school sort of thing. And then in my third year, I got a job clerking for Catholic Community Services in their immigration section. And I learned everything about asylum. I had a great mentor there and changed my life completely. So much so that in my third year, I graduated. When I graduated, I got a job working for Fragoman, Del Rey, Burnson & Lowy, which is the largest immigration firm in the nation. Yeah. And then it went from there. And now I have no regrets. I love what I do. You know, I'm fired up every morning to go to work. I love helping people. And I love, you know, I fight the government. It's just through applications. It's nothing, you know what I mean? There is no all this stuff. And then it is a great field to me. I mean, I think that this field chose me rather than me choosing the field. And I am forever grateful for that.
That's well put. What is the thing that you enjoy the most about your practice and about your work? And what's the one thing that you enjoy the least?
Yeah, I enjoy two things that I enjoy the most. One is preparing the cases, going over, you know, just putting these cases together, learning the law. And it's pretty intellectual because, believe me, immigration is more like a tax practice. You have to have all these details. So I love that aspect. But there's another aspect, which is I love the people. Yeah. I love my clients. I love helping them out. I love the client development aspect of it. You know, I try to my clients, my friends. You know, we sell, sometimes we lose some of these friends for other reasons. You know, hopefully they will not be mad at me, but anyway. So, but like I said, we try to remain, always turn out a good product, always be helpful. We're trying to be there for the client. So I love that. What I don't enjoy, as far as the practice is concerned, is the fact that is long hours, 30,000 cases for $2,500 each, you see? So it's not like I have three big, large litigation cases for the entire year and I bring a lot of money to the firm. It's not like that. And then the fact that sometimes, you know, with the firm is by the hour and we work with flat fees because we have to remain competitive. So to make it jive, it takes effort, a great deal of effort. I wish it wasn't, but you know, I'm able to put up with that because I love what I do.
Yeah. So Hector, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to ask a question because you and I have talked a lot about our respective families, particularly in 2020, when the country was going through not just the pandemic, but sort of like this racial reckoning. I remember listening to you talk about taking your family through the South, through some of the civil rights museums, civil rights memorials, and I was so touched and moved by the level of commitment that you have for social justice. What is the one thing that you'd like to see change in this country? When you and I have gotten to the point where we're turning things over to our children in society and it's their turn, what would you like to see for them? How would you like to see things change for our children?
I want to say this, Joe, and I don't want to get emotional, but your story about what happened in New Orleans, it really touched me and it changed my life because it made me see another aspect that I was distracted with. I took my kids and my family to go through all these, we went to Alabama, we went through the the bridge, and we crossed it ourselves. You know, it was very meaningful to us, and many other things that we have done. But I think that what I like to see change is people ceasing to have not only prejudice in their hearts, but, you know, the fact that they are the assumptions that they make about people just because they speak with accents, they speak for, come from different places. One of the people that I admire a great deal in our firm is Terrence Evans. And I tell you something, and when I hear about other African-American guys, they talked about their experience of being arrested because they were just African-Americans or Blacks, you know, going into Starbucks, just having coffee and studying for the bar. I mean, and they're getting arrested, or they see them with a BMW and getting questioned. That I got to say that I take my hat to these guys, my hat off. And not only that, but I know that we have, as Latinos, we have been preceded by our African-American brothers who have had all these terrible experiences that sometimes we have not had. And you have to admire these people because of the sacrifice. Not only that, that sacrifice of these African-American guys that have sacrificed is built upon the sacrifice of other many African-Americans. They lived in the South, they live in. So I think it has come to a time where we should not, you know, I admire the new generations because my kids don't have any prejudices, not because I'm their father. It's because to them, race is not an issue. Mm-hmm. It's not an issue.
Yeah.
They have African-American kids, they have, you know, Asian kids, you know, doesn't matter. And I'm glad that things are changing, you know, that evil has been taken out of their hearts. And I, you know, they might have other issues. Maybe they're not so patriotic. Maybe they like to be carried out to every place. You know, we had to taxi them everywhere, you know, millennials, what can you expect? But at the time, they have known that they have not been infected with that racial discrimination. So I like to see a cease of all of that. I like to see it, get it over with, you know? And, but it is, I see that we're making slow progress. Some of the things are encouraging. Some others, you know, sometimes we take two steps ahead and then one back. You know, I don't want to say anything political, but, you know, past administrations have shown us, you know, when our president should have been the father of the nation and gathering us together by underneath of its wings, we are still, you know, creating disunion. And that worries me.
Hector, listen, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. Thank you for making time. You're one of my favorite people in the firm, and I appreciate you so much, brother. I love you, and all the best to your family.
I love you, Joey, and I want to thank you and you, Mika, and all what you guys do, because you're doing such a tremendous job. I know that you changed my life for the better, and I appreciate that more than I can say. So thank you for all that you have done for the firm all these years you have been here, and I thank you, Mika, also as well. What a partner she is. I mean, what a great person. As a matter of fact, I went recently to the Dallas office believing for some mistaken idea that she was still there. I got there and I spent the day and they told me that Yumika was now in Houston. And then I thought, holy cow, I came all the way to work this day. And how come I didn't put it together that she was no longer? So I missed it. I'm going to see her in Houston one of these days. So anyway.
Guess what? You'll see her in Boca. So.
Oh, that's right. I will see her in Boca. That's absolutely right. That's right. So it won't be long. That's
thank
great.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Take care. All my love to you and the family. Take care.
Same to you and your family. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Hector.
All right. Bye-bye.